Simon and Gimel Sitchin face. Ain and Manamisha Kareya Alfin, Ayn and Ayn Alfin. The person does not know how to differentiate between pronouncing an Ayn and an Aleph. He should not be a Baal Tfilah. He should not be a Chazan. And the same thing for a person who does not know how to differentiate between Ches and a Hay, or a Shin and a Stamach, or he doesn't know how to pronounce the letters properly. So it has to be somebody who knows to talk clearly. Mr. Rubin's Bichodesh that says, if there's nobody that's worthy of being a Baal Tfilah, he knows how to pronounce everything perfectly. In other words, if somebody's not worthy of being a Baal Tfilah, but he pronounces things better, and the person who's worthy of being a Baal Tfilah, if not 100% medactic, he pronounces, like the Ayin and Alz and the Ches and Hay, then it's preferable to take the one who is roy to be the Baal Tfilah, even though he's not pronouncing the Ches properly. Ma'is al-Achim disagree with him. The Rebbe says he shouldn't give him a permanent appointment because maybe someone's going to show up and knows how to pronounce things properly and get the job. The Halacha brings that in respect to the Ayin and the Aleph today with Mekel, because most people from Ashkenazi communities do not differentiate between the Ayin and the Aleph. The person his shirt is torn and his arms are revealed, then he should not be a chazan. To be naive with a tzibut, to have somebody that's not dressed with sleeves on. Sif yud dalet. Assume a yer lefnei ha-teiva, v'levad shel yikra v'teiva. Assume it could be a chazan, he could do it b'al peh. The person is blind, he could be a chazan, he could do it read the tefillah b'al peh. But he cannot get an aliyah, according to the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskins that one gets aliyah has to read from the Sefer Torah. The Menegashkin isn't to be lenient about this. And Mishra Brewer says, as far as the chazan who doesn't hear well, bringing from Kirega, if he's deaf, he should not be Shliach Tzibur, because Machatchila, everyone's supposed to daven in a way that he can hear himself. So here, he's talking, he has to do the Levin, it should be the Baal Tfilah. And Big Chiddush, the level of his reading is what he's made to other people. So he has the lower level of Tfilah of somebody who's not hearing himself, that's the level everybody else is going to get also. He's appointed to Shliach Tzibur, he shouldn't suddenly become an honor and wait for people to call him there, to go by himself. If he's not the permanent Shliach Tzibur, so when he's invited to be Shliach Tzibur, he should hold back, he shouldn't just jump to be the Shliach Tzibur. The lawyer shouldn't make too much of a fuss about being a Baal Tfilah. The Pam is showing him, so the first time he's asked, he says, no. Showing him the Pam Shnia, make an answer, make a motion, he says, right. The second that he says, he starts already making a motion that he's willing to go. The Pam Shnia says, yeah, and the third time he's asked, he should get up and go to be the Baal Tfilah. If the one who's giving out the kibud is a choshev person, then it's improper to discuss the matter with him, he should right away go up.